chasam and aleph.
Okay, sure. So we have a machlokes. According to the Kedamim, do you need shava kesef to be kaitz? Do you not need shava kesef to be kaitz? Amr of Yosef, Minomil, but Rav Yosef holds that you do need it. That you do need it. He says, Minomil, how do I know? Where do I get it from? Tanyo says in Raiso, Nikesef Mignosoi, by the Eved Ivri. The Raiso brings a pasuk from the Eved Ivri that Nikesef Mignosoi, that you could be poisoned out from the Kesef of. You have the whole pasuk in yours? Torah Shalom? If it doesn't quote it. It's talking about buying him out early, right? That's what the pasuk's talking about. So it says you pay whatever money's left according to the cheshbon of how much you've been sold for, yeah, per year, and it calls it mikesef from the kesef that he was coining him with. So we learn out from there. The kesef from the he's nicked it with kesef. The ain't I nicked it with tuvah kelim, but he's not nicked it with tuvah kelim. Now, hi tuvah kelim echidam. If it means that you cannot be coined to everybody at all with Tzvu and Kalin, Yashiv Gulasa Barachman, Rabashav Kesef, Kesef. But we have a Pasik. Yashiv Rashi says, Yashiv Gulasa, Yashiv Kalin Yaseva, an extra word. The Matan Mechtav, right? The Matan Mechtav Lafian Gulasa, according to the years you give him his Gula. It didn't have to say Yashiv Gulasa. The Rabbah, so the extra word Yashiv is the Rabbah Shav Kesef, Lenin Pidyon. I can pay him out, not just with Kesef, I can pay him out with Shava Kesef too. The Kevin Mivin Bey, and since you could be paying him out with that, if Nui Nami Makhlin Bey, there must be that you could be going at him with that also. Yisiv Gulasim, Kesef, Ignasim, which means whatever you could be going him with, you could also be going him with in the first place. So if Shava Kesef works, Shava Kesef works. So what's this drasha that Tvul of Kalim doesn't work? If the drasha meant Tvul of Kalim doesn't work because it's Shava Kesef, that can't be the Peshat, because Shava Kesef does work. With the last push of a pruta, and if it means that the Tzvu and Kalim don't work because they don't have a Shava Pruta, my Tzvu Kalim feel the Kesef Nami. So Kesef also doesn't work if it's not a Shava Pruta. That's what a special did in Tzvu Kalim. El Olav, this push of a pruta must be then, Rav Yosef says, that the Drasha means that it actually has a Shava Pruta. Given the Kaitzi Loi, but since it's not Kaitzi, you can't use it. Rashi, but given the Kaitzi Loi. Unless you were coitz at the exact price. It's come to the Mamait, show the cast that you weren't coitz. That's what Rav Yosef says. The Idoch. What will Rabbi say? How's Rabbi going to learn the Joshua? Because Rabbi holds you don't need coitz, right? It was Rabbi, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay, come by. Who learned the Joshua like this? You'll learn the Joshua like this. The Torah's Kesef Nikna, a Nikna, the Torah's Tzvuv Kalim. For my Ninu Chalipin. My Ninu Chalipin, right. He learns it. It doesn't mean Tzvuv Kalim Davka. It means the parish of Tzvuv Kalim. What's the parish of Tzvuv Kalim? Kinin Chalipin. Because that's how you do it. Kinin Chalipin. You don't use money. You can't use Kesef for Kinin Chalipin. You have to use Tzvuv Kalim. Rashi. It doesn't matter. We're not being mamayet the shava kesef of tuvah kalim according to Rabbos. Tuvah kalim works. If it's not kaiyitz, it works anyway. In hilchas kinyan kesef, it's not a problem. What are we being mamayet? Right. The Torah is damim munikna bein shloish lav kesef bein shava kesef. The Torah is damim aklum lo b'torah chah. The law is just chalipin. But when being Mamayit, Kin Kalipin, Shadarach Laz is Kalipin with Tzvuv Kalim. How do we know that? Kalim, Shanema, Shlap, Ish, Naoloi. That's the Pasuk in verse that he took off his shoe. But Tzvuv Nami, the Chfiv, Kol Dover. When Marvel, Kol Dover, that the Joshua and Mara brings in Bob Mitzvah. Yeah. So we're being Mamayit. It means you can't be coined and have an if you're beginning Kalipin. That's all it means. So God of Yosef is telling you that you can't use Shabbat Kesef that's not Kayit. God of Rabbah is telling you, no, Shabbat Kesef works. Why is it being the Mayit's will of Kalim? It's not being the Mayit, the physical being called Tzvua V'Kelim. It's being mamayed a type of kinyan which we find by Tzvua V'Kelim, which we don't find by Kesem, which is called Kinyan Chalipin. That's all. I do have Nachum and Dalai Peres of the Chalipin, Ma'ik and the Meimai. According to Nachum, that you can't use Tzvua for Chalipin, so the Joshua can mean that. Because if you mamayed Tzvua V'Kelim, and you're going to tell me that means if you mamayed Kinyan Chalipin, Tzvua has nothing to do with the Kinyan Chalipin, according to Nachum. So what will you say then? You won't have a teretz. Hello, you have to say a different teretz. So Oyelim Gilles B'Shava Puto. You have to come out to a different teretz according to Rabbah. It's the Mamaya Tzula Kedem because the Taka don't have a Shava Puto. Ah, it's a Ka'omar. So that what you asked before, my ear to the Kedem, little Kedem Nami. If it's, the Pshat is, if it's less than a Shava Puto, then even Kedem should be Mamaya less than a Shava Puto. Teretz is, let me boy Ka'omar. Let me buy cats that the Ispach of Buddha in Ilay Loya, but to the Kalem, Amo, the Makav, and also you go and Makhmin Namshe, Kamash Babon. It's telling you, but yeah, let me buy, meaning bit, meaning that's already Poshit, that cats the blessing of Buddha doesn't work. But maybe to the Kalem, since it has more benefit to the, right, more direct, more immediate benefit to the Makav. Maybe then he's Makhmin himself, maybe the Abidib is Makhmin himself, even blessing of Buddha. Kamash one, even Tzvua V'Kelim doesn't work when it's less than Shavu Puto. Rashi, Elul Oilim, Ve'inu Niklim, Tzvua V'Kelim, Tzikomar, Ve'inu Niklim, Shavu Puto, Ve'inu Niklim, Shavu Puto, Ve'inu Niklim, Shavu Puto, Ve'inu Niklim, you have to go then buy stuff that you need. You already have what you need. Give out.
How does Shavu Puto
Yeah. Yeah. Is that a shame kesset? Except you'd have Avamina by Makarba and Aisu.
I mean,
that is. That is. No, so Kinyan Chalipin works less than Shabbat.
Not the value of
Kinyan Chalipin. Right.
Like Kesset?
Right. Even though when we learned this Sugya B'Yin, I remember we were bothered. That's how it should be. We weren't bothered by Akasha. I forgot. Take out the old tapes.
It was Mashma Ganayim.
There was Mashma in one place that even less than getting Kesset was Ganayim. We had to work that out. Ah, yes. We worked that out based on that this is Zalman, I think. But that's not everybody. That's just to answer up that one sheet that we saw. I think we worked that out by saying that it could be the Kedushin of Kedushin is different than the Kedushin of Baalman. Remember that? Right. That's what that had to do with. And that's why it's come out to Ganai. Because if not for Ganai, it might have worked. Yeah, anything else.
Because better for the marriage.
Because it's a different type of Kedushin. Yeah, I think it was Mr. Zalman the one that spoke it up. Okay, very good. Adkan. Now, Rabbi Yosef Menah Mina Law. Now, I said before that the first Menah Mina Law in the Gemara is going on the Ikad Amri. That the Omer Chalek is Kais and not Kais. What about this Menah Mina Law? Rabbi Yosef Menah Mina Law. Titania. What about this Menah Mina Law? So that's clear. Tosfos speaks, points it out right away. And that's clear from the Hemshech of the Gemara. It's a one-line of Tosfos. We know what I mean a lot. That this one's going back onto Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama. The Machlokes is not about Kayat. The Machlokes is about Shuma. Do you need Shuma beforehand? That's clear that this Menamilah is going. So there's two Menamilahs. The first Menamilah goes with Lishna Basra. The second Menamilah goes back to Lishna Kama.
What's the difference between Shuma?
Ooh. One, the Lishna Bakamba holds that the Machlokes is, do you need to evaluate it before the Kinyan or not? Right? But that's only something which requires an evaluation. If it would be, I mean, Makadish is a Koldu, and everybody knows it's a Koldu, then it wouldn't matter. Or no, you need Kayat. I mean, even if it's a Koldu, there's that cost that we have to know the exact value. That's the Lishna Basra. That's the difference between Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. Is it a part that she needs to know how much it's worth beforehand, or is it just because there's that cost? that if it's not kayis, it's not called shama kesef bekesef. Okay. So we spoke about this gemara at the beginning of the Masechta, if you remember, when we spoke about shama kesef bekesef. Eglus zel pinyin bini, talus zel pinyin bini, loy omer klum. Rashi lepinyin bini lechamish loyim. Shapinyin abechad. The tip of the tip of the chayid is tipped. The erikol kesef meishes shkol. Loy omer klum. If you're not to the koyin, even if we gave these things to the koyin, it's loy omer klum. Egel zeb b'chamish shlom, the pinyin bini, talus zeb b'chamish shlom, the pinyin bini. Vonoi bnoi podoi, then it taka works. Now what's the case? If it's really not worth five, call Kamine. Rashi, what? He all of a sudden has a koyak to make it five? If it's not worth five, it can't work. Even if you said five, why should it work? The Brian's distinguishes between whether you said five or didn't say five. If it's not worth five, it shouldn't matter. Elulav, Abagav the Shavi, Elulav, it must be that it is worth five. Kim Loi Kaitin Loi. Wait a minute, this is Kaitin. Is this Kaitin? Rashi the Shavi, Gafil Elchi Katani Meir Shalayim Maklum Ma'ayav Lo Nishaynu. The Gemara's word is Kaitzi. Really means Nishaynu. It's very tricky. Taisa says clearly that this Rai is going back in the Lishna Kamo.
There was Shamos, there wasn't Kaitzi.
Yeah, the word Kaitzi is a little bit of a funny word to use there, no? The Gemara to use. Rashi also says Nishaynu. Rashi says Nishaynu. Oh, Ma'ayav Lo Nishaynu. Is it that it's not kites? Is it you didn't know the shuma when you gave it to him? Which one is it? First it says it's the first. The shukama might be right. How does Tyson know that this is the right to the first Lishna, not the second Lishna?
What does it look like the second Lishna?
What? It sounds
Well, maybe that you're
appointing a price to
the object. Not that you're saying that it has to be a certain price.
What? The difference between Lishna Kam and Lishna Basra is what it's called. When I haven't promised you with anything at any specific amount, and you know you're taking it al-das at the minimum amount, do I still need kais or not? According to the first mission, you don't need kais in that case. But the second mission, you do.
No, I think...
We're trying to prove from here that you need kais. That's what Gemara is trying to prove.
I think I have to keep going.
But from the decoy, the Gemara says it knows it.
Yeah, hold on, the low shot.
Yeah, okay. Either way, that knocks off the Gemara. Loy long, you don't need kais. Let him be done.
It's not working.
Yeah, but I'm saying that would fit into the second... That would fit into the Lishna Basra too. Let's say I was trying to go.
But
that wouldn't work for. Let's do the decoy. Loyim deloy shav. It's not a raya. Rav Yosef is bringing a raya, right? So how does Gemara knock off Rav Yosef? Loyim deloy shav. It's really worth not worth five. So they're not worth five. But we're going to couple coin the luya. The coin is makabo on himself. To take it, ki'ilu it's five. Yehada, Rav Kahana, Shoko, Surj, Bebet, and Yidaban, Amalei, Lindi, Di, Chazi, Li, Chomish, Loim. To me, it's taka worth it. Rashi, Ani, Shama, Yisrael, Latmi, Vakab, Loi, Vakach. That's a dichoy to Rav Yosef. That's not so for Rav Yosef. You don't need kayas. The only reason the Yeri spoke out five was to show that the Kayan is accepting it for the value of five, even though in the market it wasn't really worth five. So Yeri says Raya is not a Raya. So I'm just saying, okay, but I could have said over that Shaka Mataria, the Chayra, and the Lishna Basra as well. One second. Mashah speaks it out. Mashah Mama speaks it out. Mashah, I should have told you to put Mashah before. What have been? I didn't cop. I mean, but he has, it's a very long Mashah. I just see the first two lines he speaks it out. But then he goes on, then he has catches on it. No, what are you guys saying? What do you think? It's a very long mashal, but if you just look at just from the initial stages, I'll just tell you the Pshat he says. Should I speak it out or should we leave it and you work on it? Make it more exciting. Let's leave it for now and that'll be the next Mayim Bokum. It's more geschmack than me just no. Okay? We'll come back to it. Yeah, well, yeah. But the Mashar is going to explain how Tosis knew that this would, right, that this can't be a riot to Lishon Basra.
Okay.
So it could only be a riot to Lishon Kama. That's the point. So in the first few lines, Mashar says the Pshat, but then he goes Vaita. I think the Vaita could be changing with the Kashas on it, I don't know. But he says though, the beginning though is very clear. Yeah, should I tell you Bekitzer? To me, what do you say? Tell Bekitzer what he says at the beginning, but wait till after. I tell you Bekitzer, but we really should see it inside because. Now let's leave it. We'll do it tomorrow. Okay, I'll tell you for kids. Listen, just the beginning part. He says like this. He says, what's the whole difference between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra? The whole difference is like this. The Lishna Kama is talking about a case where I promise you it's worth a certain amount. He said, Chamish. And then she took it, and then we find out later it was worth Chamish. But we didn't evaluate it before. We didn't know it was worth 50. So the Yeshua said it's no good. According to Lishna Basra, it's got nothing to do with what I told you it's worth. It could be I told you it's worth the Shavuot Pruta. It doesn't matter. I didn't tell you it's worth anything. The thing to say is, it's not a shayla. You know it's worth. In the first part, you always have a suffix. Maybe it's not worth what it said it's worth. But in the second, the Lishna Basra, it's definitely worth Shavuot Pruta. That's not the point. The only reason you need the Shuma is because it's a special din that you need kai. Special din that you need kai, it has to be doing with the Kesef. Yes, so what about this case? Well, you need five slum. Yeah, and Shavuot Kesef is Kesef.
Okay, so here you can have the Kesef.
I mean, how do you know? You mean?
Yeah,
but Torah says slot, five slot. You're saying you're saying that the whole Shabbat, the whole drush of the Shabbat that goes in exist between the events. What right there? Right from there. Okay, but let's assume five slot means. Yeah, the Maskani was worth less, but when the Gemara was bringing the Raya.
How is the only strategy we have to
get? Right. So how do you know that that's not the Raya? I don't know. Assuming that five slot has that same. So I think the Mashal is saying is, because over here, I'm telling you it's worth a certain amount. Over here, Shavaput is not enough. Over here, I'm telling you it's worth five slot. So if I'm telling you it's worth five slot, according to Lishna Kama, you have to know that it's worth five slot. But that won't necessarily be a riot to Lishna Basra, because Lishna Basra is talking about a case where I didn't tell you it was worth a certain amount. All I told you was, it's a cold room. Yeah? Do I need shum in that case? Maybe not. You can't use Pinyin Aben to prove the Lishna Basra. Pinyin Aben is about a case where I'm guaranteeing it's worth it, it has a certain value, five slot. On that, I need shuma. That's the riot we're bringing from here. Is that a riot for the Rav Yosef in the Lishna Basra? No, because the Rav Yosef in the Lishna Basra is a much bigger chiddush than that. Rav Yosef in the Lishna Basra is, even if it's Shabbat food, I need it, because that's the same as a kosher. You don't see that from here. Our kosher mukhof tais is understood. The riot is only going in the Lishna Kamo. Problem now, that's only the first couple of lines of the Marshal. The problem is it keeps going. Kaisi just means, yeah, in economics, according to that, Kaisi just means Shuma. But the logic of the riot, you can't go against the logic. But you're right, Kaisi has to mean, really means Shuma. It doesn't mean Deloitte Kit. It means a set price. But the logic of the thing is the same, very stark. It can't be a right to the Shabbat. Can't be. Because all you see from here is that when I'm guaranteeing you a certain value, you need shumor. You can't prove from that when I'm not guaranteeing you a certain value, you need shumor. That's the chiddush of Yosef and Lishna Basra. You don't necessarily see that from here. That's a jump in logic. You have no right to bring such a riot. Now, yeah, one second. That's what I saw in the first few lines. Yeah, look inside for a second. I was going to push it off so we can get to the end, but it doesn't matter. We'll get to the end tomorrow. We're not going anywhere. Yeah, look at this. Look at this mashal. The second mashal in the Abchaz. The different mashal you know what I mean. The Tanya on Ego Zal Elishna Kama Mai Sidai Ad Kam Shoyne. The Vrayim Tzik and Beer. Yeah, the mashal is saying, what is saying, where is place to take this from? Who? The Vidomar Hakam Pidgin. Since it's talking about Pidgin and Ben. The Chodu Vadai Lukula Amaloy Omer Klum. The God that used to see the Shuma Mishum, the Batan and Putta Loshad, the Kabir Shrashalel. Avahoka, boy, he's one. If he meant Chodu, so then of course it's not good. I mean, because by Nisha, there's what to discuss. A Chodu is Shavaputa, Shavaputa is enough. It can't be less than the Shavaputa, but over here, Kodu is not enough. You need hate flying. Right? Elohad Amar Egel Zeh, Elohad Amar Egel Zeh, the Pidin to me, the Hainu Lechamisha Slom Shal Pidin Kepirish Rashi, the Vigdoy Mamash Lidaleel, the Amar Chamshin Vishavi Chamshin, who the Lishna Kama Vade, the Maisi Shapir Raya. It's being a good right to the Lishna Kama. Aval the Lishna Basra, the Pligilael. For Amar, the Kodu, that even by the Kodu you need a specific price. My Maisi Yachar Raya, what's the Raya? The Vada Lab Amar Kodu Iri, Hacha. Because over here, we're Zichar not talking about where he said Kodu. Why? Because, like we said before, Kodu can't work by putting them there.
Okay, but it's not talking about people.
That's right. It can't be. Which is why it can't be a rival, Lishna Basra. Lishna
Basra is just saying that we're not tithing.
That's right. So you have no right to that from here. All you have a right to from here is that when I promise you a certain amount and we didn't evaluate it before, it's not good. That much you have a right from here. But a raya Is there some kind of special din that you always need guidance no matter what? You don't see that from here. Maybe that's not true. Maybe that's not true.
God gives. This is what is saying? You give
yeah.
At a 4 or 5 you're saying.
Right. So when he says 5 slalom, what's the shot when he says
5 slalom?
Right, but why? As Rashi says, because that's already, it means that he did a shuma. That's all what it means. That's what Rashi says, and he's showing you. He did a shuma. It gets a little more complicated than the mashal, but I'm just saying, at least let's take this part of the mashal. That's the easiest way to understand.
Mr. Collins
is no
shuma.
Collins is no shuma. Collins is no shuma. Who said that? Which case?
No.
The pshat, the question of Yosef is the Lishna Kama, that I tell you it's worth 50 and I give it to you, even if it really is worth 50, there has to be a shuma beforehand. So that he's saying is pshat in the price of a pidyon ha-ben. That's the price of meant in pidyon ha-ben when it's distinguished between saying chamish shalom and not saying chamish shalom. Right? No, you are saying that, but you need a shuma in such a case. According to the Shekama, the machlokes of Yosef and Rabba, if you need shuma in such a case. So you see from here, you do. Because when the Braisa distinguishes between Halazah and Tal is there, but Chamish Shalom, it means that they did a shuma.
What do you mean,
Kai? He's a Lishna Basra. No, because Lishna Basra is talking about a case where I'm not promising it's worth any value at all. It's the minimum value, the Shavuot, it's the Kodun. When it's the Kodun, do you need a shuma? According to Lishna Basra, yeah. But it's a cold, do you need a shuma? According to Shabbat. Why? A special thing called kaitu. According to Shnakamba, when it's a cold, when I'm not promised to it's worth anything, you need a shuma? According to Shnakamba, no. Right? Cold, according to Shnakamba, you don't need nothing, according to Yeshua. Right? Buy cold. Yeah. Do you need a shuma beforehand or not? That's Machlokes. Do you need a shuma beforehand or not? That's Machlokes, Rabban and Yosef. Rabban Amar, Loi Tzricha Shuma, V'Yosef Amar Tzricha Shuma. That is the Machlokes. Nafkamina between the... You have to have a shuma. It's Nafkamina is. Which case? Yeah. That's right. You said it's 50. She took it out that said it's worth 50. But there was no shuma.
I didn't know for sure.
Right. There was no shuma beforehand. So Yosef says it's no good. Rabbi says it's good. What about what if you didn't promise it's worth anything? What if you said it's a cold dude? According to Lashon HaKama, then both according to Rabbi and according to Rabbi Yosef, even without a shuma, it's good.
No problem with that.
No problem. Right? Okay. Come to the Shabbat and Machadish, no. Even by call to Rabbi Yosef holds, you need a shuma. Okay. That's the Chiddush of the Shabbat.
Okay.
I didn't promise you it's worth it. I didn't say any bad. value more than the Shabbat Pruta. Apa Pichin Yidu Shuma. Yeah, because that's what you're talking about. Whatever the reason is, yeah. All I see in the Pichin Ben case is when I did promise you a certain value, I need a Shuma. That's the case of Pichin Ben. Five Slum is not a Kovil. So it's only strong enough to prove the Lishna Kama. It's not strong enough to prove the Lishna Basra. Right? Because that's the case where I did say. It's like Chamshin. The Pidyon Eben case is equivalent to the Chamshin case. It's not equivalent to a Kol Dehu case. It's not. I'm saying, Vaislaw, that's like saying Chamshin. So, right? So, Mamela, if you hold them like Lish Shabbat, so you can't prove nothing to me. Can't prove nothing. I mean that in the Ibanic sense. I don't mean that you could prove it. Now, my show is, it's not so funny. My show makes problems with this. But at least, I'm saying on face value, that's what he's saying. Yeah. His problems are, I mean, you can look at it. His problems are that even the Lishna Basra, because he's Madaik in the Gemara, by the Lishna Basra, it says, Ikadami b'chol dehu nami plini. Nami is mashma, and according to Lishna Basra, it's both. It's Chamshin also. So the Mela, it's still a Raya according to Lishna Kama. What do you mean? It's still a Raya according to Lishna Basra, because Lishna Basra is more than every Lishna Kama also said. So why it says limiting it to Lishna Kama? That's Mashal's kasha, and I don't know what he does with it after that. But leaving out that diak now, leaving out the nami diak for a second, if Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra would exist in the vacuum, then I understand very well what he's saying. The problem is the nami. Okay, let's wrap it. We'll finish up the place. Yeah. I know it's my mother.